on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy, hungry for sport, with Kevin Bartlett for Ruban Tyres. Get the right tyre for your truck. Google RUVAND today. And the Holden Colorado, best of both. Visit your Holden dealer now.
7 past 9, good morning and welcome to the program. Now, I've got a question for footy fans. Does anyone really believe we need a clash jumper? When did we as a game fall for the furphy that we couldn't distinguish between teams and players wearing traditional jumpers? It's been mentioned that if Adelaide and Richmond were to meet in the grand final, the Tigers would have to wear their alternate yellow jumper with the black sash. Now, who can't tell the difference between the Crows and the Tigers' traditional jumpers? Plus, throw in black and white shorts. Why did St Kilda wear an alternate jumper in the grand finals against Collingwood in 2010? Funny how back in 1966, we didn't have a problem in that famous grand final between those two clubs. And North Melbourne and Collingwood played their famous grand final in 1977 and no one blinked. For some reason, the game took notice of someone's crazy observation that footy fans couldn't tell who was who and the game fell for it. Let's give the fans more credit than that. For we can call our ball from 200 metres away with 30 players around the contest, for God's sake. We know who's who, and so do the players. Clubs have to say to the AFL, enough is enough. Don't take away another iconic and traditional feature of our game. For the game is unique, and we should never forget that. I'm KB. That's my take.
Nine four two nine 11:16. If I didn't have a croaky voice and have laryngitis, I'd be yelling from the rooftops. We don't need alternate jumpers or clash jumpers. 0433 98 11:16. If you want to send through an SMS, do we need clash jumpers? Am I the only one who thinks enough is enough? Coming up, Greg Venom Denham is about to join us. Always takes your calls. It's always your forum to fire up what's on your mind in sport. Also, Greg tells us what gets up his nose as well. Terry Wallace always joins us, the list manager, looking at the big weekend of finals coming up and also the big second week of the finals leading to the grand final. Plus the buzz, Johnny Ralph is going to join us, always with his famous three stings.
On Hungry for Sports, Greg Denham.
Good morning, Greg. Have you got a position on the clash jumpers?
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, listeners. And, yeah, don't sound that well, Kev.
I've got laryngitis, so I've got to speak a little bit softer today.
Oh, good.
So okay. I apologise for being croaky.
Okay, sweet. Well,
otherwise, I'd be very, very loud, Greg.
On Monday, I came in, I said that Richmond were getting ahead of themselves because they're, you know, the chief executive, the coach, they're spruiking around, all strutting around Punt Road. And now you're talking, you got to get to the grand final, and you're talking now. We haven't even played the semi-finals, and you're talking about a clash jumper in a grand final? Hey, Kev, you got another win to go yet?
You've got to look ahead there, Greg. You've got to look ahead.
I just don't think the early crow is healthy at this stage for the Tigers.
It's not only for this grand final, or Richmond, or the Adelaide Crows. It's for other grand finals that's going to follow, Greg. Now, St Kilda should never have worn their alternate strip. And as I said, in 1966, no one had any trouble seeing St Kilda play Collingwood. And when North Melbourne played Collingwood, for God's sake, in 1977 in the grand final and the replay, Greg, no one had a problem with who was North Melbourne, who was in Collingwood jumpers. So for some reason, Greg, and this is another aspect of our game, that somehow someone made a decision and now no one's got the guts or courage to rope it back in and say, you know what, we don't need that. That is rubbish. You know what, Greg? If the AFL says you can't do it, you know what Richmond should do? If Ian Wilson was president of Richmond Football Club and they said to Richmond, you can't wear your traditional jumper on grand final day, he would just run the players out in the traditional jumper. He would tell the AFL to get stuffed. Because you know why, Greg? What are they going to do? Are they going to stop the game? No, they're not.
I actually agree with you. I can't see some of the times there's, you know, there's made-up clashes sometimes. I think that they just invent clashes to, I don't know what for, because if you can't tell, it's not... as if we've got the muddy grounds like the old days.
Correct.
You know, where, you know, cricket pitches dominated, and I could understand having a clash jumper in the 60s and 70s. But
they didn't.
No,
and everyone
didn't
still
know.
Everyone still knew who the players were.
Pretty much.
Everyone knew who the players were, Greg.
So, it does surprise me a little bit that they'd go to that extent. I see it during the year, and I wonder why. I'm still perplexed. But I think, you know, if you're good enough to make a grand final, I don't care who you are, whether it's Richmond or whatever, you wear your jumper.
And
you
also during the course of the year, I mean, I'm certain fans will tell you, some of their jumpers that their club's got to run out in, it's just ridiculous. It's not
their clash jumpers?
Their clash jumpers. Yeah. It's not their traditional jumpers. And for some reason, all those years ago, I don't know exactly when it was, some of the fans can tell us, but someone came up with a crazy idea and we went along with it and no one's had the guts to pull it back and say, you know what, it's rubbish. I want to take some calls. I want to see what the fans think because I think this is important for the game that we stick to iconic features of our game. And someone said to me, you know, if St Kilda had have won the grand final against Collingwood, they were going to take off the jumper that they actually played him, and they were going to put on the old traditional St Kilda jumper. And someone was saying that, well, that would be the case if Richmond or Adelaide or any other club in the future, they'd have to take off their premiership jumper and put on their traditional jumper. Look, rubbish.
I know some clubs have done it for merchandising purposes because they reckon they sell. I don't know why, but, you know, it's a fashion statement rather than the normal Guernsey. So, I don't know why, but let's have a listen. Craig's on the phone, Kev.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Kev. I could not agree with you more, mate. It is an absolute joke, the clash jumpers, mate. I mean, just a bit of a challenge here for SEN today. Put up on the SEN page a Richmond jumper with white shorts and the full Adelaide home kit with their blue shorts, and you tell me if you're confused. If you're confused, you need to seek help. Seriously, it is just a disgrace and pushed by the AFL because the AFL get a percentage of every jumper sold.
Well, we've got to send out a strong message to the AFL that the fans, I hope the fans today will tell us that they're sick and tired of this alternate strip and the clash jumper. Craig, appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Who's next, Craig? You can call out the names today because
call out
my
Johnny,
voice is stuffed.
Yeah, no, you're lucky to be here. Johnny from Blackburn, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Greg.
Good, mate.
How are you, Kev?
Good.
Look, again, the last call, I couldn't agree more. If you're quite correct, if Richmond have got to get there first, but if Richmond were to wear that clash strip in a grand final, it would be an utter disgrace when you look back on the archives. Look, you look at the rugby league and you look at some of the colours that they wear for their teams and some of the jerseys that they wear, their home strips. If you looked at the Cronulla, even Cronulla and Cowboys game last week, very, very similar uniforms, a bit hard to tell, but it doesn't seem to worry them. And there's always this notion of wearing, you know, black shorts for home, white shorts away. Well, coloured shorts these days, but the Swans, they always wear their full home strip wherever they play. About the only time I think I've ever seen them in white is when they've played the Gold Coast up there or potentially Brisbane in Brisbane. Otherwise, they're always in their predominant home strip.
Yeah.
And then throw in the umpires. We had the other week with all the blue in the Bulldogs game. It doesn't seem to be a problem there. I mean, even there doesn't seem to be any notions when umpires wear similar colours to the teams that they're officiating on the day.
Well, so they should. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I saw umpires wearing green socks. Well, it looked like the grass looked like they didn't have any legs, which was ridiculous. But look, even if Sydney played GWS in a grand final, let's say, or even in a final, you know, whatever, then jumpers are pretty similar. But we do know.
Greg, the difference. If you can't tell the difference between a jumper worn by the Sydney Swans
or
the
I'm with you,
GWS Giants.
I'm with you.
You know, one of the funny things about this is, and good on Eddie for doing this, Collingwood's got a black jumper with white vertical stripes. They've got an alternate jumper, which is a white jumper with black vertical stripes. Now, can you tell me, Greg, if Collingwood played someone and they had to wear their clash jumper, do you think going from black vertical stripes to white vertical stripes on a white and black background, that fixes everything? So if we're happy for that, Greg, we're happy to say, you know what, I reckon the Crows can wear their traditional jumper and I reckon Richmond can wear theirs as well.
You're spot
George,
on.
George is on the road. G'day, George. G'day, Georgie. Look, we'll come back to George. Greg.
Theo, where are you? Glenn Waverley, how are you, pal?
Hey, I'm really peed off, and I agree with Kev. I remember on my old Philips black and white TV, I could tell North from Collingwood, Fitzroy from Carlton, Richmond from Essendon, and that was on a black and white Philips TV. I can't for the life of me see what they're on about. And, Kev, I'm with you. If we make it, just wear what we want to wear, and even if there's a fine, pay it.
Well, pay the fine. I mean, I think you get $1 million for winning the premiership these days, don't you, Greg? There's some money there. But what are they going to do? Are they going to stop the game? You've got to be strong on these sorts of things. I mean, how would it be if Essendon's playing off in the grand final, they've got to wear, you know, a red jumper with a black sash?
Mm.
That's not the Essendon Football Club.
I'm totally in agreement with you. And in the grand
final. We've got to get this message out to the AFL. That's why I'm asking
the fans. I think that you've got a strong message already, and I think that we'll get a great little poll
you run through the callers, and we'll see if...
Well, we should get a poll going too, Kev, I think.
Well, I've got a poll going at Hungry for Sport.
Okay.
Should the AFL do away with the clash jumpers altogether, just go to it Hungry for Sport, and you can vote yes or no.
All right. Well, Simon's down in Geelong. What do you think, Simon?
I think... It pains me to say this as a Carlton supporter, but I agree 100% with Kevin. And I'm not surprised that everybody's in agreement with you. What I would like to know is that have the AFL put out a position about this, or are we just anticipating their unfavourable outcome? Or
Well, when Richmond play against, say, the Crows, which they have in recent times, they were told they have to wear the alternate strip because it's part of the... Crows is one of the sides where they... deem it to be a clash strip, and therefore they'd have to wear it. So the AFL at the moment won't make a comment because no one knows who's getting through to the grand final. But I think we've got to address it now.
Yeah, and I noticed...
Poor old St Kilda had to wear their alternate strip when they played.
Well, I think the Crows people are getting a little bit uptight. They're also getting ahead of themselves a little bit too, but they're getting... I read Michelangelo Rucci in the Advertiser this morning talking about The Adelaide hoops have to stay. There's no way that Adelaide are going to change, and it can't. They can't change the hoops, so it's getting on people's...
But if they get through, my understanding on this, George, is if they get through, the highest finishing
side
has the right to wear their traditional jumper. And the other poor club on grand final days got to wear some crappy alternate jumper.
Yeah, no, you're right there. Is Simon back at all, or that was Simon?
Yeah, yep. That was Simon. Yeah.
Sorry, mate. Anything else to talk about?
Yeah, well, and that's the black and white shorts, the coloured shorts. That makes the difference. If, so I think you'd be marching in the street if they voted against you, Kevin. So good luck to you.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. And I hope Richmond is really, really strong. If they're a lucky club to get through to the grand final, I hope that they send a strong message not only for themselves but for other clubs as well.
And the poll too, Kev, I've got to say, at Hungry for Sport, is should the AFL do away with the clash jumpers altogether? So far, yes, 56%. No, surprisingly, 44%. I thought that was a bit high. But we've got Georgie back on the road.
Long way to go. Take George. G'day, George.
G'day, KB, Greg. KB, I agree with you, mate.
Thank you.
A lot of rubbish. Absolute rubbish. I've been saying this since they brought these rubbish in. Clash jumpers in. Absolutely ridiculous.
And there's been some bad ones over the years too. I mean, you know.
I'm an Hawthorn supporter, KB, and we had to wear our traditional top. All we had to do is wear our white shorts. Mate, I'm a courier. I shouldn't be on the road if we're going to be carrying on like this. It's ridiculous. I can tell the colour difference, for God's sake. Seriously.
Well, I don't think... I mean, look, if you happen to be colourblind, it makes no difference anyway, does it? I mean, you can't see any colours. So I don't think that any supporter... How did we possibly play Collingwood against St Kilda in 1966 and not one person blinked, or when Collingwood played North Melbourne in 1977, I never heard one person say after those games, you know what, the big problem with the game was I couldn't tell who was who. Absolute rubbish. Quick break, we'll come back, Greg, because I want to see what the fans want.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy, Hungry for Sport, with Kevin Bartlett for Ruban Tyres. Get the right tyre for your truck. Google RUBAND today. And the Holden Colorado, best of both. Visit your Holden dealer now.
Well, it's 28 past at the moment, and KB not feeling on top of the world, but as we all know, KB is always brought to you by the Spread Eagle Hotel. He lives down there, room 28, 372 not. Bridge Road in Richmond. One of life's great pleasures is to have lunch at the Spread Eagle with its new spring menu, extensive wine list, and don't forget, private dining and function rooms are available always. The Spread Eagle is Richmond's most generous and friendly hotel. And don't forget, next week, if Richmond win the preliminary final...
I'm going to put on two barrels.
Kevin's going to put on two barrels down there. So for all the finals actions on all the four big screens, go down to the Spread Eagle, where experience and hospitality is at the foremost. Spread Eagle, phone number, Kevin's home number, 94286895.
Free tea all night, you idiot. Steve's on the road. G'day, Steve.
Yeah, how you going, guys? I just want to know, with Dick Nat, you reckon he'll be sweet to the Grady?
Sweet for...
Probably Granny.
Would he play in the grand final?
We'll beat Richmond and then we'll beat GWS. So.
Look, there's talk of him playing this week, but you can't bring a bloke in for his first game of the year without playing any other form of footy in the Waffle or anywhere, especially your number one club asset. I don't think he'll play this year, and I hope they don't. It'd be absolutely stupid if they did. West Coast? Surely not.
If they get through to the grand final, what happens if they have an injury, say Petrie goes down or Vardy goes down?
Okay, if that does happen, Kevin, you might as well ruck someone who's 5'10" ahead of Nat Newey, because why would you risk your best player for the next 1 or 1.5 years for one game? I wouldn't do it. In fact, this week, Steve, you're back for West Coast?
Yeah.
I hope that, they shouldn't even play Lacroix this week because I think he's just about gone. He should be pensioned off at the end of the year. He was terrible last week. He's kicked not many goals in finals matches. Not a big game player. And I think they should bring in Sherrod Wellingham myself. So it's going to be, there's some interesting selection decisions all round the traps this week. Mm.
So, Steve, you'd play him?
Yeah, I'd play him.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not alone there, but I just wouldn't risk it for the sake of the West Coast future. Anyway, Nick, you're in Strathmore. Your turn.
Okay, we'll watch that space.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Talking about the Clash jumper, Richmond should just wear their yellow jumper with the black background so we still can only see the sash. But the stupid thing is, the AFL will probably put the umpires in the same colour and we won't know who's what.
Well, that's happened before. that does happen. If Richmond and, not Sydney, I'm trying to think of, that won't happen. I don't mind the umpires wearing white even still sometimes. I mean, there's been games where they should have worn white this year. And
they picked the colour.
Yeah.
The blue one, of course, was because of OPSM.
Pretty simple job. You're working down the AFL. What's your job, mate? I do the Clash jumpers and the umpires' outfits every week, You only have to ring 18 clubs. That's your weekly work and a few umpires to get it right. You'd think it'd be pretty simple, wouldn't you, Kev?
Well, Tony's in Geelong. G'day, Tony.
Hey, Kev. There's only three words that everyone in that Richmond mob know the theme song. That's yellow and black. So yellow being the predominant colour in your theme song. I thought that would have been the predominant colour. So either you change your jumper or you change your theme song.
Stupid call, Tony. Stupid call. Stupid. You can go. Barney, Croydon.
G'day, KB. These away strips have been... it's absolute bulltish, mate, because, like that bloke said, I was a young boy watching. I could tell when they were playing at Windy Hill, Essendon versus Richmond, who was who. I mean, this is crap. And, when Essendon run out in that grey jumper, I wanted to do Terry Wallace, mate. I wanted to throw up, and I felt like not even barracking for him.
How'd you be if you had to wear that in a grand final, when the Bombers get through to the next grand final?
Kidding me, mate.
Playing against Richmond.
This has gone too far, mate. They're slavishly following places like Manchester United, who have an away Guernsey. Big deal.
Yeah, we don't want to follow soccer. Soccer's a different game. It's not Australian rules football. We don't want to follow any other sport. We want to do what is Australian rules football. And I agree with you, Barney. We don't want to follow anyone. No one, Greg. But unfortunately, we go down a track and people don't speak up. Not enough people speak up and say, you know what? That was a wrong call that you made. We've got to pull that back.
You've taken up the course today, and I'm proud of you for doing it today. Mitch, was that Mitch?
No, Mitch is next.
Mitch is in Mentone.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I actually couldn't disagree with you anymore. I like all the different jumpers that roll out, and I'm a Richmond supporter, and, it'd be good to... If we make the grand final to play in the traditional jumper, but I couldn't care less if we play in the Clash jumper. I think having the different jumpers brings a lot of excitement. People like to buy them. I know you just said you don't follow the Premier League or the soccer or the basketball, but they've always got different jumpers and retro jumpers and special away jumpers and all these different jumpers, and people get excited about what it's going to be, and they can buy it and add it to their collection. And I think like West Coast, even now, have a few different jumpers. They kind of roll around in a yellow retro one and a light blue and a dark blue. And I just think it gives something more to the fans that they can look forward to and buy. And I don't see the issue with it.
All right, so you're obviously opposed to skins versus T-shirts.
No, but he likes the Clash jumper, which is good.
Yeah, no, all I'm saying.
Like to hear from everyone, want to see what the fans think. My only comments there, Mitch, is that when you talk about soccer and countries and teams, there's 500 billion teams, soccer teams running around, and you might play in a red jersey, and 400 other sides around the world play in red jerseys as well. So if you play against each other, you've got to have some sort of Clash jumper there, but not in Australian rules football. We only have 18 clubs here, and we can play without having to worry about clash jumpers.
Matty, you're on the road.
Good morning, boys.
How are you?
Good. Just wanted to quickly talk about Dustin Martin. So we know that he has the last indiscretion hanging over his head. So let's say, for instance, they play next week and he does something and he gets that 1 week fine and misses the grand final. Last year, a lot of people were up in arms when Bob came onto the podium and received a medal. Would you, if Richmond did make it and Richmond won without Dustin Martin, would you boys see it as an issue if, you know, say Dimmer called him up onto the stage and presented him with a medal?
Well, I had no issue with Bob Murphy being called up on stage.
They can do what they like. If you're the grand final winning coach, I reckon you can almost do anything. But are you back for the Tigers, Matt?
No, I'm a Gold Coast supporter. But I actually really liked what Bevo did with Bob last year. But I did hear some feedback through SEN that some people weren't happy. They just wanted it to be the team and the team only.
Well, the only person I heard that had an issue with it was Sam Newman. Well, and I don't think Sam got much support.
Yeah, I mean, there's only 22 medals struck for the actual players. So if you want to give a medal, a player's medal, or the coach wants to give his medal, he can do that. But I'm saying you don't make extra ones. I'm against that. If you've played 100 consecutive games and you missed a grand final, that's just rotten luck if you happen to win and you don't get a medal.
But last year, I mean, they had their captain who went down during the course of the year. They won the premiership for the first time in 62 years, and they wanted to acknowledge the fact that he was such an important part.
Well, Beveridge did. Yeah.
So the same thing would happen if it was Dustin Martin.
You think that Dimmer would do that? Michelle, grand final tickets. You've got the man. You're speaking to him, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good, Michelle.
That's good. Today, the Richmond grand final ballot registration went ahead with. So
today is it?
Yeah, today. So
you put your name down.
Members. Yeah, I did. I've got three ready to go. But my issue is, it's $5 per ticket of registration that goes to Ticketek. So whoever makes the prelim final, so the four teams, they have $5 that are non-refundable. That's $85,000 Ticketek get out of the members for the teams that don't make it. It's a bit unfair.
Well, they're talking about administration costs, aren't they? That they've got to process it, I suppose, Michelle. I suppose there's got to be some cost. But again, this is one of the problems with everyone jumps up and down all the time, is that, you know, the process costs and what's put on top of tickets when they actually, you know, buy their tickets, or you print out your own ticket and it costs you money. I mean, we have that all the time, Michelle. So I can understand where you're coming from. That's been something that, you know, footy fans have been upset with for a long, long time. Greg, the Spread Eagle Hotel,
yes.
You're going to put on the two barrels if Richmond gets through. Is that right?
If they win the preliminary final.
They win the
yes.
preliminary final. You're
well,
put
there
on.
Just wasn't enough to go around last week, Kevin. I told you, though. 25
Four big screens down there, Greg. Four big screens.
Yep.
Got the open fireplace because it's
well,
still chilly.
Only if it's cool. It's getting a bit warmer, maybe.
Hopefully. It's a friendly pub.
Yep.
Very friendly. Got function rooms.
Yep. Saltbush Lambs on this week. The
you
week,
can hire
the
out
new
the
spring
function
special.
Rooms.
Yep.
Well, they call it Richmond Hospitality. Drop in, contact it. This is where Greg lives, not me. Spread Eagle Hotel, and his phone number is 9428-6895, and he'll be doing the trivia on Sunday.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy, hungry for sport, with Kevin Bartlett for Ruban Tyres. Get the right tyre for your truck. Google RUBAND today. And the Holden Colorado, best of both. Visit your Holden dealer now.
Players been asked by journalists to respond to other players about injuries and things like contracts.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I will build a great, great wall.
Brendan Goddard, or as he's known also outside of footy, Cecil B. DeMille.
Well, Greg Denham always tells us what gets up his nose.
I've got a couple this week, Kev. Last Sunday's Channel 9 footy show, I reckon Tony Jones and Damien Barrett misread the play again. They've invented a story about Sam Mitchell spitting at somebody. I thought that was rather quite crazy. They had a little bit of dubious vision. And no, I thought that was embarrassing and a slur on Mitchell. Nothing eventuated from that, but that was a bit silly. And you know how it's trade time again?
Mm-hmm.
And we've mentioned there's been obviously high-profile players. We'll hear a bit more about Josh Kelly later. But
Jake Stringer?
Well, Dustin Martin first. Guess who put their hand up? Essendon. Josh Kelly wasn't in the running early, Essendon. Guess who put their hand up late? Oh, Essendon. Josh Stringer's name gets thrown up now. Jake Stringer gets his name thrown up. We had it in the Australian last Saturday that he will...
You're the first to mention that. You said last week...
He won't be at the Whitmobile.
The Weekend Australian, you said he's definitely gone. There's no going back.
Guess who's apparently put their hand up again? I don't believe they've even spoken to the Bulldogs. Essendon!
Well, they may not have spoken to the Bulldogs, but they may have spoken to Jake Stringer,
well,
as manager.
Kevin, they might have, all right? But honestly, just every year, I'm getting sick and tired of it, but I'm getting sick of even talking about it. They promote themselves to get for their gullible supporters to, as if they're doing something in trade week, right, with these high-profile players. Give it a rest, boys. Just give it a rest.
Okay, that's what gets up Greg's nose. What's going to happen, Greg, also with Geelong now? Daniel Mensah looks like he's the X-factor now. So,
well, he's not the X-factor.
Chris Scott's put his hand up and said, we stuffed up last week.
Well,
who else comes into the Geelong lineup?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Wally Buzzer, or is it Rhys Stanley?
I don't know. I would think they'd have to make two changes probably. But, you know, horses for courses. Mensah has to come in because, you know, I think they need to kick more goals. So that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what GWS do. I would have thought Stevie J's are certainly this week. He shouldn't have played last week, and that was the right call. But no, Cameron this week. I don't know what they're doing with Dawson Simpson in the ruck. I would personally go with Lobb. Dawson Simpson's pretty one-dimensional.
I like his aggression.
Who?
Dawson Simpson.
Yeah, but you need to get the ball, Kevin. You need to get a kick and a handball, and it'd be nice if you could kick a goal. And Lobb can do all that. He's been really out of form. I know he's been sore. So I hope Taranto comes in too, because they need a little bit more nip around the packs. Team selection's going to be really interesting.
They're
this
talking
week.
About Tim Moore also, maybe.
Oh, turn it up, please. Honestly, like, you know, you've got to... I think
not
the blokes,
a fan, Greg.
Oh, well, no. No, I mean, they're handy backup players, Kev. That's
Matt
about
Matt Kennedy.
Eddie Munster.
Matt Kennedy.
Matthew Kennedy. Eddie Munster. Don't you reckon he looks like Eddie? Remember Eddie Munster?
I don't.
Oh, he's fair dinkum spitting image. Eddie Munster. No, I don't think so.
When will the Josh Kelly deal be done with the Giants?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, I think it'll be done
and
next
what
week.
What about
eventually.
The Sydney Swans with Lewis Melican?
That's an interesting one. Do you stick with Harry Cunningham or do you go... look, Melican played 17 games straight after his debut. I think he's a very, very good defender. They may well go back to the well with him, I would have thought.
And on Friday night,
fit,
Greg...
If he's fit.
You know, on Friday night, the 7th millionth supporter for the year going through the turnstiles
How about
in 2017.
That?
Is there a prize for the 7 millionth
Well, we should get on
supporter?
To Stewie Fox and put one in. I think they need about 32,500. Once the crowd hits that, then it's the 7 millionth fan going through for the year. They're expecting upwards of about nearly 60,000. So we're certainly on track to break the all-time attendance record ever, which was in 2010, and that included two grand finals. So we've had a pretty good year, Kev.
Collingwood's kept their coach, of course, Nathan Buckley. They're making changes to the assistant coaches.
Oh,
you got someone?
Yes. Justin Longmuir from West Coast. He's a busy boy this week, but I think he might be even busier after the finals and heading to Collingwood.
Okay, so Justin Longmuir,
the former Fremantle forward.
Matthew Boyd has just joined as well. So they're changing it up down there at Pyland.
Yeah, they are.
Yep. Okay. I'm also just told off the message bank that Melbourne had 6 different jumpers in the opening 10 weeks this year. I wonder if Melbourne fans realise that. Probably did. 6 different jumpers in the opening 10 weeks of the season. Rob's in Rosebud. G'day, Rob.
You there, Rob?
Going?
How are you, mate?
Yes. I reckon, KB, that Richmond should run out in their traditional jumpers. And I'm going to run out with my duffel coat that's got your name and number on the back.
Well, don't do that because you get fined about $50,000 if you do that.
It's no, ridiculous. Isn't it $8,741.83? The sign comes up. I forget what it is. It's some odd number, isn't it?
It's an odd number. It is. So, Rob, you're very strong as a Richmond supporter that they've got to play in their traditional jumper if they get through to the grand final.
Absolutely. It's a grand final. Grand finals are all about tradition. You know, they're going to take away the bounce next year.
Oh, I hope not.
What other traditions are they going to take away? It's just ridiculous. And I think that Richmond would have the balls to run out in their traditional jumpers if they were told else otherwise. I reckon they would do it and they should do it.
Well, Kevin's threatened that. Kevin said they will. So,
well, they've got to. They've just got to say, get stuffed, and we're running out in the traditional Richmond jumper. What do you got to do? Stop the game? No, you're not going to stop the game. What are they going to fine you? $50,000? That looks stupid and silly if they did that. Luke says, I didn't realise the Tigers were in the grand final already. I must have been in a coma for a couple of weeks after the first week of the series. Luke, you're right. Richmond are not in the grand final. But some sides, either this year or in the years to come, because of the clash jumpers or supposed clash jumpers, are going to have to wear, as we saw St Kilda, if they had won the premiership against Collingwood, they then had to change their jumpers into the traditional St Kilda jumper to celebrate. How stupid is that?
What did you think, just a quickie? Chris Scott yesterday said that you can't go back in history and talk about losing finals because they're different teams, right? So why should we praise teams that win three flags in a row, for example, Kev? They're different teams. It's the worst argument I've ever heard in my life.
North Melbourne also have just announced a couple of changes to their coaching department. Brad Green has moved on after two seasons at the Roos. I don't know where he's going. And as has former player and part-time coach Alex Ischenko.
The Russian.
So Alex Ischenko also leaving North Melbourne as well. 9429 1116. We'll come back. We'll take more of your calls. Greg's here. All thanks to the Spread Eagle Hotel.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy, hungry for sport with Kevin Bartlett for Ruban Tyres. Get the right tyre for your truck. Google RUBAND today. And the Holden Colorado. Best of both. Visit your Holden dealer now.
It's 5 minutes to 10, and Greg Venom Denham has joined us now. The Hungry for Sport poll, should the AFL do away with the clash jumper altogether, at the moment is saying yes, 59%. No is running at 41%. So just go to it, Hungry for Sport, and push the button, and you can register yes or no. Our next caller, Greg, is William in East Bentley. G'day, William.
How you going, mate?
Good, thanks, William.
The question is, what do you think St Kilda should do now that the Cali looks to re-sign? Should they go after someone like Gough or Rockcliffe? Or should they go to draft?
Who was your first one before Rockcliffe?
Well, they were looking at Martin originally, weren't they?
Hang on.
And Kelly?
Did you say Gaff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard his name the other day. He's a free agent at the end of next year. I'm not sure he's on the market. Look, I think that they would have a slight interest in Stringer, but there's certainly, as are a number of clubs, but look, they'll be in the market. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
Would you like Stringer, William?
I'd like it for the forward pressure, but as a loving St Kilda supporter, it's the midfield class that we're missing.
Well, yeah, you're missing pace too. And Rockcliffe's not going to help you there. So, look, I'm not sure exactly what you do.
He's a very good player, though, Rockcliffe. He's a very
I'm not saying he's not, Kevin, but I'm just saying he's probably not for St Kilda. You'll get the ball, but he's a bit slow. Anyway, Bill, that was we'll keep you up to date next week with what the Saints are up to. Dan's from Werribee. Dan,
thanks for taking me, Paul, fellas.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Did anyone notice something a little unusual at the coin toss Friday night, Geelong Richmond?
Geelong Richmond won. Yeah. I know the lady doing it with the Giants and Adelaide couldn't toss the coin and fell off her hand.
No. What happened was when Trent Cotchin and Joel Selwood got to the
wayside,
got to the centre, and then what happened was the umpire called that it was Joel Selwood's call for the coin toss because it was their away game.
Yeah, he
Trent
did.
Trent Cotchin looked very confused.
As you would. Yeah, that was bad mistake by the umpire, but probably had no result in the game, I would have thought.
He probably looked around, Dan, and saw 85,000 yellow and black people there and kept thinking it was Richmond's home game.
No, well picked up, picked up.
But it's only a home game, isn't it, because you can put up some signage, isn't it, Greg? That's about all, isn't it?
I don't even... No, the AFL control the ground. I don't know about that. Well, Matt, East Keylor.
I think they're allowed to have some of their sponsor signage up.
No, I don't know. Matt.
Hello, gents. How are we?
Good, you?
Not too bad. Kevin, it must be the greatest time ever to be a Richmond supporter, and you're worried about what jumper they're going to wear. You're such a big advocate of the traditions of the game, but why are you then such an advocate for a night grand final? That's not tradition.
Well, the time of the game is not tradition as such. That's not nothing to do with the way the game is played.
Good question.
The timing of a game, I mean, it can start at 2 o'clock, Sometimes it could start at 2:30, start at 2:15.
Well,
so
most
that's,
finals,
that,
Kevin,
that to me, Matt, is not the tradition of the game, time the game starts.
Most finals, if not all, pretty much are played at night now.
I mean, once every game was played on a Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, but now we know we play Friday games and games on Sunday and Saturday night. So that's not the tradition of how the game is played or how it's set up. That's just a time slot for me, Matt. Mm. Matt, appreciate your thoughts too, and also continue to cast your vote, because I think we've got to send a strong message to the AFL. Should the AFL do away with the clash jumpers altogether? 41% still says no, they like the clash jumpers. 59% say yes.
Can you get through the next couple of hours, old buddy?
You'll be all right. Terry Wallace is about to join me, the list manager, and he'll tell us about clash jumpers as well. Plus, he'll take your calls, 9429-1116, and then the Buzz will join us, as you know, always with his famous three stings. Greg, thanks for helping out today.
Talk to you next week.
Coming up, Terry Wallace.